One thing we did not hear from President Trump last night, a repeat of his threat to cut off aid to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador to punish them for not doing more to stop migrants coming to the U.S. Here's a problem with that narrative. Take the number of Salvadorans picked up at the U.S. border. That number has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years. Oscar Chacon came to the U.S. from El Salvador decades ago. He's an expert on Central American migration to the U.S. and now heads the group Alianza Americas. I asked him what he makes of the numbers.
Well, I mean, I think it's important to understand the difference between the Central American nationalities coming north to the U.S. and Salvadorians in particular are one national group with the longest migration history to the U.S. They have also the largest percentage of people who actually hold legal permanent residency and even U.S. citizenship in the U.S. All this translates into Salvadorians having more opportunities to actually come to the U.S. using an immigrant visa. On the other hand, there is a much larger number of people who fly into the U.S. with a visitor's visa. Some of those people don't go back to El Salvador. And so that's why you don't see the same number of Salvadorians being caught at the U.S. border.
So that's the general picture. It's good to have that background. But what do you make of this significant sudden drop in Salvadorans fleeing to the U.S.? Why did that happen?
Well, there is also the benefit of having a much wider social intelligence network. Salvadorians already in the U.S. are very quick to communicate to their relatives when is really a good time or not a good time to come to the U.S. But there is also another factor. The statistics that are collected usually by the U.S. Border Patrol only give us a glimpse of who is being caught. It does not actually tell us about people entering without actually being caught by the U.S. Border Patrol. I don't doubt that there is indeed a reality in El Salvador that is not as bad if you compare to Honduras or Guatemala, and that may also have an impact on why there are fewer Salvadorians. But in essence, to my view, it has a lot to do with how well Salvadorians know when is it the best moment and through what particular avenues does it make or does not make sense to try to come to the U.S.
So if we can take the numbers and kind of see that they have dropped, I mean, it's happening at the same time that Donald Trump is threatening to cut aid to countries in the Northern Triangle of Central America, including El Salvador, and yet the numbers are down. What do you think of that threat to cut aid?
Well, if you use the logic by the president, if there is one country that you should reward, that would be El Salvador, because nominally speaking, they are indeed governing in a time when there is fewer Salvadorians coming to the U.S. I frankly believe that the threat of cutting off aid is just another really crazy statement by our president, because that's a completely counterproductive to the very notion that there should be fewer people coming as a result of helping to build countries that are much more conducive to people wanting to stay in their own place of birth.
Do you think Trump has a point, though, that the Salvadoran government could do more to stem the flow of migrants?
Frankly, I don't believe that that is something that is realistic to expect from any government. Leaving a country that you personally feel is no longer offering you an opportunity for a secure way of life, that continues to be an international right. And the only way to prevent that is by actually impeding physically people from exercising that right.
What are the primary reasons that people leave El Salvador?
Well, El Salvador has been historically one of the very poor countries in Latin America altogether. But on top of that, violence has been one condition where El Salvador competes with Honduras and Guatemala. And as a result of that reality is that we have seen, going back, frankly, the last decade, a very sustained number of Central Americans from these three countries coming to the U.S., seeking an opportunity to provide a way of life that is safe for them and their children.
Do you mind if I ask you why and when you left El Salvador?
I left El Salvador in similar circumstances. You know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, if you were a young male, you were essentially the target of political repression by a dictatorial regime dominated by a very bloody military. And I left because I did not feel safe anymore, as I saw friends of mine being disappeared, never to be seen again. That kind of violence is not so different in real experience with what people are facing today, except that today the violence is coming mainly from gangs, narco-trafficking, hit groups, and also from abusive military and police forces who feel they can do anything they want without facing any consequences.
Oscar Chacon heads up Alianza Americas, an umbrella organization of Latino immigrant groups across the U.S. Oscar, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Marco. A pleasure.